Mm-hmm. That's what I did with Jeannie. That's what I do with college campuses. I love it when a mother from a gifted and talented organization calls and says, we need a summer camp. I love to toot their horn. I love to elevate their status.
Right.
And so any partnerships that you would like to establish, tea houses, call us and say, come and run tea in etiquette, mother-daughter events. We do just about everything. In fact, years ago I went to a Success Magazine workshop all day, and I remember sheepishly raising my hand, 300 people in the audience, and I said, can you help me here? I have a new consulting firm, and every time I answer the phone, somebody wants to take me here, there, and everywhere. They want me to do courtesy and health care. They want me to train nurses and aides, and they, the whole audience stood up and they said, Maria, just go.
Right.
You've got the expertise, you've got the background. When I don't, and when I am looking for the experts in the field, that's when I pull in my various staff members and I bring in other consultants. And they conduct trainings with me, they conduct trainings for us.
Mm-hmm.
So going back, I'm so anxious before we run out of time, going back to you are what you text.
Yep.
I told you make it about your audience. And when we said audience of one. Your mother, your coworker, you're going to focus on the other person first. You're going to step back. You're going to look at the timing of that text. There are some people in business that believe that communication should only be done 9 to 5, yet others, because we're so global, others, because everything is so fast, you know, they believe that it's acceptable at midnight to send a text to a boss or a client or a coworker. I'm not a fan of that. I believe that we teach people how to treat us.
Mm-hmm.
And people are looking to work for and with credible individuals. So you're going to listen to the tone, your timing is very important. You must use your words to your advantage. Yesterday from Dubai, this gentleman used the word providence in his email. And so that meant I needed to really figure out, was it cultural? That's how he used it. What's going on?
Right.
And so I had to research it quite a bit. Stop, old adages, stop before you say something. Think about it.
Mm-hmm.
Just because we have a phone in front of us does not mean that we have to answer that text, that we have to accept the phone call.
Right.
That's a fallacy. The other thing is, when we're texting and calling, please forgive me, my girlfriend that might be listening to me, other day I was in the restaurant with her and she was accepting a call and she was loud as heck.
Yep.
At first she couldn't grab the phone, so the phone is ringing to disturb other people. And again, she's not paying me. I'm not the client. She's not the client, so I'm not allowed to tell her what to do. And I said, oh, would you like me to silence that for you? And so when you talk about being an etiquette consultant, yes,
oh,
you know,
classic.
Everybody gets a little nervous with me, but if you haven't paid me, I'm not allowed to tell you what to do.
Right, right.
You see, because I'm nobody to you. I'm not
Amazing.
Your boss. And, and you know, another friend that's not a friend anymore, I would go to her home, and I was there for lunch or pool or something, and mm-hmm. she'd be on the phone. Sometimes up to 45 minutes, and so
wow.
I do my watch. So sorry, I have to leave. I'll catch you another time. Yep.
All right. So we're talking to Maria Joyce. She is part of the Protocol School of New Jersey. She's given us great tips. There's so much more to learn. Maria, we're out of time. I want to thank you so much for coming on, but we got to do this more often, really. There's so many other reasons why we have to talk about people's behavior. So thank you so much, and we'll get back to you again soon.
Delightful. Happy summer, Chris.
Thank you. Vince Arnolino says, never say I should have. Well, if you recognize yourself, your staff, your business, so you recognize you're losing millions of dollars because you're not adequately trained, talk to Maria K. Joyce at the Protocol School of New Jersey. Phone number 732-239-3640 or go to protocolschoolnj.com. Have a great weekend, Balloon Festival. Please, weather, give us a break. And we'll talk to you again next Monday. You've been listening to Good Morning Huntington, and we are on HuntingChamber.com, the voice of business.
Is sponsored by the Hunterdon Medical Center. Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's Physician Referral Service at 1-800-511-4HMC or visit us on the web at www.
The best. Sam saved my life. Call Sam at 800-WE-HELP-YOU with the letter U. That's toll-free, 800-WE-HELP-YOU with the letter U. 800-WE-HELP-YOU.
We told you at the top about the deadly church shootings in Texas yesterday. Well, three people are dead after a church shooting at a church in Fresno, California. Here's Mike Watts with that story.
Police say the boyfriend of Martha Garcia died last night, hours after he and Garcia were shot by Garcia's estranged husband in the parking lot of the St. Alphonsus Church. Officers believe Manuel Garcia shot his estranged wife and her boyfriend in the head after waiting for them to leave the church. Martha Garcia died at the scene. Her husband allegedly texted the couple's daughter to tell her what he had done and then took his own life.
Defense lawyers are expected to begin presenting their case today in a murder trial for the man accused of killing Kate Steinle. Prosecutors in that California trial wrapping up their 2 weeks of evidence against illegal immigrant Jose Garcia Zarate last week. Zarate is charged with second-degree murder in the July 2015 shooting death of the 32-year-old San Francisco woman on San Francisco's Pier 14. Zarate's attorneys claim the shooting was all a big accident. And Netflix is over and done with Kevin Spacey as allegations of sexual assault and harassment mount against the actor. The company releasing a statement that says it will not be involved in any further production of House of Second-Degree Murder in the July 2015 shooting death of the 32-year-old San Francisco woman on San Francisco's Pier 14. Zarate's attorneys claim the shooting was all a big accident. And Netflix is over and done with Kevin Spacey as allegations of sexual assault and harassment mount against the actor. The company releasing a statement that says it will not be involved in any further production of House of Cards that includes Spacey. Netflix suspended production on the upcoming sixth and final season of the series earlier last week. The decision coming days after an actor accused Spacey of making unwanted sexual advances towards him when he was just 14. USA Radio News.
Tune in every Monday morning at 10 a.m. on Hunterdon Chamber Radio for Chamber in Action with Chamber President Chris Phelan and Good Morning host Big C, where we'll keep you informed on all the issues, all the initiatives of the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce and our business community here in Hunterdon County.
It is 9:05. It's time for Hunterdon Chamber Radio weather. 62 degrees right now, overcast skies, 80% chance of precipitation. We're expecting some storms around noon today. That would be thunderstorms. Yes, you can check your calendar. It's November 6th. Showers this morning, then thunderstorms developing during the afternoon hours. The high is 64. Winds west at 5 to 10 miles an hour. Chance of rain is 80%. Clear skies and a low of 36 tonight. Winds west-northwest, 5 to 10 miles an hour. A mix of clouds and sun in the morning tomorrow, followed by a cloudy skies during the afternoon. 52 will be the high. North-northeast winds at 5 to 10 miles an hour. Wednesday the 8th, overcast, slight chance of a rain shower, 52. Thursday the 9th, the day of the expo, a high of 54, cloudy. It clears up with a mainly sunny sky on Friday the 10th with a high of 41. Saturday, except for a few afternoon clouds, mainly sunny and a high of 43. And cloudy in the morning and some rain showers on and off during the afternoon hours with a high of 52. Chance of rain, 50%. Temperatures in area, 62 in Raritan, 61 in Kingwood, 62 in Stockton, 60 up in Frenchtown, 58 in Asbury, 62 in Tewksbury, and 62 in Lebanon. That's Good Morning Hunter and Hunt Chamber Radio Weather.
Are you looking to get your message in front of a qualified audience through all the noise out there today? Consider taking an advertisement out on Hunterdon Chamber Radio, WHCR, DB, the voice of business. Contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@hunterdon-chamber.org.
All right, welcome back to Good Morning Hunterdon on HuntChamberRadio.com. I got some guests here, one in the studio and one on the phone. We're going to be talking about the Rivertown Film Festival. It's going to be happening in Clinton, and it's going to be happening next weekend. So we have Amy DeVita, and on the phone we're going to have Mayor Janice Kovach, who's been a guest on my show a bunch of times. Good morning, Amy, and good morning, Janice.
Good morning.
So welcome to the show, and great to have you guys in yet again. So let's kick it off right off the bat. Funny thing, I wanted to find out why you guys decided to call it the Rivertown Film Festival.
So Rivertown, our goal is to actually see this so much larger in Hunterdon County.
Uh-huh.
And focusing, Clinton obviously is on the south branch of the Raritan, but there's so many other communities that are on a river as well, and we'd
right.
really like to see it grow beyond just Clinton and have others enjoy it so that it's not just us.
Okay. Is it, we'll get into it, but is that the vision, or do you actually have showings that are going to happen?
No, that's the vision. Our
that's
goal
the vision.
Is to be able to have it there. You'll have it not just in Clinton, but in other communities. This year, it's just Clinton. It's
gotcha.
More than enough to manage this one.
Okay, gotcha. All right, and I have Amy DeVita here. She's the Director of Volunteers, and Mayor Janice Kovach, you're a co-founder along with Kiki Buckley, if I understand it correctly. So
yes.
What's your take, Janice, on why a film festival?
You know, Kiki and I were... We only just met this year and kind of, we hit it off right away. We were having a conversation about everything that we're experiencing within our communities. There's so much divisiveness happening, arguments and aggravation. But yet film and music and art tend to bring people together. Everyone can kind of coalesce around that.
Mm-hmm.
So making our theme community gave us an opportunity to use that voice to, bring about another whole conversation and hopefully, start to bring people together and
right.
not against one another. It doesn't seem to end. And with everything that's going on, the film festival is really about
mm-hmm.
bringing people together, enjoying film, music, and art, and just having a great experience and putting aside the insanity of what's going on around us. It's kind of like visiting Disney World.
What a timely subject.
Yes.
Amy, what's your affinity for movies and film?
I wish I were talented enough to, you know, produce such things, but I am a fan of films and music and art. So not being an expert, but what I'm a big fan of is the town, and just this is probably one of the coolest things I think could happen to our town. And the outpouring of interest among the residents and people who want to get involved has just been absolutely astounding and really, you know, really underscores that theme of community that Janice was mentioning.
Now, when most of the time film festivals are not your typical bombastic summer blockbuster, these are more boutique-type films. So do you, Janice, do you have an affinity for those types of venues?
I love all films, and I have to say, you know, it was such a great experience getting to view all the films that were submitted and then passing them on to our judges. It's, you know, everyone, all these filmmakers have a passion for something.
Right.
And similar to, you know, my passion for giving back to the community, they want to be able to share their thoughts and visions with a large audience. And these kinds of festivals are a great opportunity for them to do that. They may not get into the Sundance or the South by Southwest, but, you know, the small indie film festivals are great opportunities for them.
Neat. And so it sounds like you... So give me a little rundown between you and Amy about how this... you came up with this vision with Kiki. And then did you know about what putting together a film festival is all about this type of process and submission and review and all that?
A friend of ours does the film festival in South Orange.
Okay.
And he actually made it sound a lot easier than it really is.
They always do.
So I do have a bone to pick with him. But, you know, he was a great resource. You know, he kind of put us in touch with who we needed to get in touch with. But as a startup organization, it is truly a lot of work that needs to be done. There's a lot of infrastructure that needs to be put in place that isn't normally, you know, you wouldn't be doing every year.
Sure.
So that, I think, has been the biggest struggle for all of us is, you know, trying to do our regular full-time jobs and taking on another full-time job. But
it's
all about the passion for the art.
Neat. And when did you guys, after you came up with the idea, decide to launch this? And how long has it taken to get to this point now where we're going to have this debut this weekend?
We started in April, and
you
know, we've done it in record time, which is not normal for most film festivals. Most film festivals, or any event for that matter, you know, you plan for a little bit longer, but.
Right.
You know, we saw the opportunity, and we knew that we really wanted to give this a shot and make it work. So we didn't want to delay.
Cool, Amy. Where does your role start to come into play? You're the director of volunteers, so I imagine most of this is about to explode right now, right?
Yep.
She's shrugging her shoulders and holding her breath right in front of me. It's
yeah, so we're headed right into, you know, go time. But I got, I came into the picture probably about a month ago.
Okay.
And took over the, like I said, there's just been an incredible outpour of interest, and thank goodness, because we need volunteers. This entire event is volunteer driven, and without all of these guys, all of these people, it just couldn't happen. So, so we're bringing them together, and we've got probably about 50 people right now who have taken on roles that will, you know, span the entire weekend, from the art exhibit opening on Friday night through the screening, the party on Saturday, and the screenings on Sunday, and then the rock concert at the end on Sunday night. So it's, and then cleanup, of course, on Monday.
Wow. All right. Is that now? I'm going to say this kind of tongue in cheek because I know how, you know, we're Hunterdon County here, and we're a small town. So 50 volunteers, is that pretty much your audience?
No,
it
isn't.
I know. I'm just kidding, but it's so funny to hear about you taking on this type of project in such a small geographical area, Janice. So where are you putting all these people?
But, Well, here's the wonderful thing is because you've got some awesome companies located right here in Hunterdon.
Right.
Star Tent Rental is providing the tent that will actually be an indoor facility almost, with heating and everything, and Kennedy Events will be doing all of the lighting, the screening, and setting up the stage for an intimate rock concert.
Wow. Wow. So now we'll get into the details, but some of the venues, some of the film festivals like the Sundance and stuff, they have multiple screenings going on at the same time. I imagine you're just taking it in a sequence, back to back? Is that what's going on?
Actually, we have two.
Oh,
we'll
you got
have
two screenings.
Two screening rooms
okay.
at the same time.
And where are they located?
So all of the events on Saturday and Sunday are taking place at the iconic Red Mill.
Okay.
So I'm happy to share that. I'm also a trustee at the Red Mill, so mm-hmm. it's great to be able to share that amazing place with people from all over the country who are coming in for this event. As Janice mentioned, one of the, if you've been on the grounds of the Red Mill, I mean, everyone sees the mill. It comes
sure.
in the calendar
sure.
that your bank sends you. But there are 10 acres of a village and beautiful scenery on the south branch of the Raritan River. So that huge tent is coming. That's going to be one screening room. And as Janice mentioned, also where the concert takes place. And one of the buildings on site is going to be the other screening room. So we will have concurrent sessions going on.
And how many people are you expecting to seat in these?
The large tent seats almost 400 people. So
wow.
I think 366, if I'm not
oh
mistaken.
My. That's incredible. And the other ones, you said?
It's ginormous. And it's not like a tent. Like, it's enclosed
yeah.
and it's heated. And
yeah, it's amazing,
the
isn't it?
Screen that the films will be shown on in there is actually an LED-type screen that they use in Times Square. So this is not your regular, you know, this is definitely a high-level.
Janice, and I know you got some hints from, you said, the gentleman in the oranges, but where did you get all the knowledge of grabbing these tents and these new LED technology and finding a company or organizations that set all this up for you?
Well, thankfully the Red Mill has all the connections because of all the events that they do there. So, you know, they've worked with Star Tent Rental and they've worked with Kennedy Events. Star and Kennedy have worked together. And, mm-hmm. you know, having that sense of community. They're community businesses that really have been fabulous about giving back. So, you know, it's all about who you know
yeah.
and utilizing those resources that you have available to you.
Right. Well, that's where definitely your power and your presence comes in, because you're so well connected and you know, well respected, that people want to partner with you. And Clinton, so that's awesome.
They want to partner with the community is really what they want to partner with. I may be the
well,
they want to be a part of something bigger
yeah.
than themselves. They want to be a part of something that really is focused on everyone.
Yeah. Well, that's a great point, and what I'm gonna do is we're gonna use that as a springboard to break off into our commercial break. And we'll come back and find out a little bit more about the theme, the films, and why these folks feel that they're so compelled to want to help us out in the film festival. We'll be right back. And hang on, Janice. We'll bring you right back in, okay?
Great.
All right. You're listening to Good Morning Hunterdon, and we're on WHCR-DB. We'll be right back.
Struggling to find the right person to stay in a critical role in your company? Trying to attract and retain millennials? Regional Personnel is your staffing solution. Located in Lebanon, New Jersey, Regional Personnel is an ASA-certified, privately held staffing and recruiting firm providing you with everything from temporary to permanent employees. As ASA-certified professionals, we employ the latest tools and techniques to find, screen, and present to you the best talent that fits your needs. The result? Access to top talent in the shortest time with the lowest chance of turnover. We guarantee it. So call Regional today at 908-534-8113 or visit us on the web at regionalpersonnel.com.
Did you know that 1 in 5 people are affected by mental illness? NAMI Hunterdon is the locally affiliate for NAMI, the National Alliance on Mental Illness. We are all volunteers, and all our programs are free of charge. We offer Family to Family, a 12-week course for families that have an adult member with a mental illness. Another popular program is In Our Own Voice, where individuals who are living with mental illness discuss their challenges and their progress in overcoming those challenges. Another course we offer is Basics, a 6-week course for families with a child or an adolescent who has experienced mental illness. We also have a monthly support group for families on the third Thursday of every month. Please call NAMI Hunterdon at 908-284-0500 for more information about any of our programs or to join. NAMI Hunterdon, the voice for mental health in Hunterdon County.
Join us for a fun-filled evening at the Hunterdon County Crime Stoppers annual fundraiser, Thursday, November 16th, 6:30 to 9:30 p.m. at Lone Eagle Brewing, 44 Stangle Road, Flemington. Craft beer tasting, great food, door prizes, live music, and a 50-50 raffle. Tickets are $50 each, and sponsorship advertising opportunities are available. Please visit www.crimestoppershunterdon.com or call 908-437-0126.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HunterdonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
You're listening to Good Morning Hunterdon on WHCR-DB, HunterdonChamberRadio.com, the voice of business. But we're talking about the business of joining and enhancing community. I got Janice Kovach joining me via phone in Florida, good old Orlando at Mickey's house. And I got Amy DeVita here, Director of Volunteers, part of the Rivertown Film Festival. And we're talking all about it. And Janice, before we went to break, you brought up a focus, and I heard it also with Kiki in a Facebook post. There seems to be a drive on your respective part, on this event's respective part, and you mentioned it in the introduction, about using this as a mechanism to enhance community.
Yeah.
Was that theme come to mind in April when you decided to embark on this, or when did all that brain?
I think it was first. It was the film festival, and then as we were, you know, because as you put up your request for film submissions,
right,
you have to give them kind of a theme. Otherwise, you know, you can wind up all over the place. And we wanted it broad enough that, you know, it could be anything, but yet we wanted to really focus on the fact that Clinton and Hunterdon are unique in so many respects. So we knew that using the community theme made it that much easier.
Mm-hmm. Now, when you said before that the sponsors were all helping, wanting to help out and participate, how much of that do you feel was based on the theme, and how much do you feel that was based on the location?
I think the theme is a piece of it. You know, obviously everyone wants to feel that they're doing some good for their community. But, you know, the location, Clinton is unique in so many respects. I mean, you and I have talked about this.
Well, during your 150th, yeah.
Yeah, you know, it's really something that, you know, we've been trying to focus on. You know, and as we talk, it's like we need to keep this going. We need to bring stuff to our communities that keep them engaged and vibrant and don't become just the pass-through or a drive-by any longer.
Yeah. Now, I don't want to be glib about this, but in light of the events that seem to be going on almost on a weekly basis nowadays, I know you had no envision of what in April, what's taking place now in our country right now. But is it just amazing to you, the coincidence that all of a sudden we've got these unfortunate tragedies, and it just seems to be even more important that we talk about community in the manner in which you're trying to do so.
You know, it really is. Last year's election, I think, brought home to a lot of people, you know, feeling.
Yeah.
Regardless of which side you were on in the equation. You know, and you saw how people responded and continue to respond.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, we wanted to share our voice, but we wanted to share it in a way that it wasn't political, it wasn't partisan.
Right.
And we could appeal to everyone. You know, not everyone's going to love every film that's been selected, but, you know, someone will find something in every place.
Cool. So that brings us to kind of the layout of the schedule for this weekend. So why don't we go through the films first and get some summarization of what those films are and the theme or the sub themes that those films represent, and then we'll talk about the other activities that surround all that. Does that work?
That works. All right.
So what's the first film that you'd like to highlight a little bit?
Well, I think the first film we have to highlight is Ernest Thompson. So Ernest Thompson was the writer, Academy Award-winning writer of On Golden Pond.
Mm-hmm.
And he has created, he's probably the godfather of community film. He and his wife live in New Hampshire, and what they've done is they use their entire community to do their film, and he has agreed to come down and show his community film, the one that was done with the with his community in New Hampshire, and he will be here to also do a Q&A.
Okay.
This is something he's passionate about as well. So, you know, and any of those On Golden Pond fans out there, I mean, I was young when it came out, very young, but definitely a movie that I enjoyed.
Right.
And, you know, the fact that he wants to be a part of this and he wants to be included really says something to the work that we're doing. We also have Bill Jersey, who's a Lambertville resident, is doing a, he had an Academy-nominated documentary 50 years ago called A Time for Burning, and dealing with race relations. And, you know, it's kind of apropos now with 50 years later, we're still having some of those same conversations.
Right.
And then the final non-competition film that we've got is the world premiere of No Rewind, which is, I call it a rockumentary because, you know, I'm trying to be cool, but it is all about the orchestra and kind of the ELO roots and the members and, you know, how it came about and where they've come from.
Wow. Okay.
So those are the three non-competition. Amy, do you want to kind of talk to...
Yeah, I was going to also...
Some of the other films in competition?
Sure. Some of the films in competition, what I wanted to highlight was that there are a few that are done by... directed by Hunterdon County residents. So again, to the theme of community, you've got filmmakers from our literal community. You have artists also from our community. There are some local artists who are involved in the Art Expo. But those films are, besides having that theme of community,
mm-hmm.
there's also different genres. So it's not, they're not all documentaries. There's a thriller. There's something, there's comedy. There's something here for everybody.
And do they fit into the community as a theme of the movie, or you're looking at them fitting in as a community because they're from the community?
The theme of the movie does fit into community.
Okay.
And then, you know, with the residents of Hunterdon County, that's just kind of a literal community tie-in.
Didn't want to miss out
on that. So there's some folks. And then, but it's, like I said, the genres are different, but all have that sense of there's a community theme in there for those studying and playing along
what's
at home.
Interesting, I'm sorry. What's interesting about the community theme, though, is, you know, we tend to think, we don't necessarily realize what community means, and some of the films are touching on topics that are difficult. We have one that is dealing with a family dealing with the mother with breast cancer. We have another, and how the community and the family rallies.
Right.
And, you know, the experience of breast cancer survivors. There's also a documentary on slave trade and human trafficking.
Oh my.
And the experience in here in the United States of individuals that were victims of human trafficking. So, you know, that community theme is much broader than many people think about. And what we're hoping is that it starts conversations as well.
Mm-hmm. Now, with that in mind, how are you providing an environment that may bring a spark to those conversations? I know you're bringing Mr. Thompson down to talk about his film, but what about in between these other ones? Is there a place that people can go, or a Q&A that's going to happen?
For any of the filmmakers that are going to be there, there will be Q&As. Some of them will not, because obviously they're traveling from...
Yeah.
They're not able to travel. But
sure.
What we'll do is we will give them... at the end of most of those films, there's information about how to reach out to the organization that the film is maybe highlighting.
Mm-hmm.
And obviously, you know, listen, you know me, I have no problem speaking to anyone about any of these issues that, you know, I have such passion about.
Sure.
Okay, Amy, I heard you laughing there.
No, it was me, actually.
Oh, okay.
I have a high-pitched laugh. I'm covering for it.
The goal is to, you know, to really get people thinking, and it may not be an immediate thought process, but, you know, something that kind of bubbles up and hopefully gets some more people engaged in having conversations and really, you know, driving home the fact that we need to be together.
Right. Right. Wow. So now, when do these films start their debut, and so what's kind of, I guess I'm asking is, what's kind of the schedule?
So the schedule for Saturday and Sunday for the films, registration opens at 9:30 a.m., and the first film at either theater starts roughly 10 a.m.
Now, you're showing the same film in both places, or are you showing...
Oh, no.
Oh, no,
nope.
Okay.
Nope. There are... what's the... Janice, I'm sorry. Would you know what the total number of films are that are going to be screened?
Don't remember off the top of my head. There's quite a few. I mean, you figure we're going from 10 a.m. until 5 p.m.
Mm-hmm.
Both Saturday and Sunday, and in some cases, you've got two rooms running.
Right.
Wow. A lot of choices you have to make. You have to do a lot of planning before you actually sit down in a theater, right?
Absolutely.
To know which one.
And the trailers are up on our YouTube page,
mm-hmm.
too.
Oh, okay.
So, you know, if you want to get someone wants to check out what some of the films are, not without just reading the description, the trailers are up on Rivertown Film Festival YouTube.
I see. So, now what's the registration all about? You're registering the viewers, the actual film? What's the registration for?
So the registration, we had the registration for the films. Obviously, that's been closed. Our films have been submitted and judged. And we will have awards, and we thank Phil Healy because he has created a custom crystal trophy for all of our award winners.
Nice.
We're also, the registration is anyone that wants to attend. You know, we're encouraging people to purchase their tickets ahead of time,
mm-hmm.
only because there is limited space. It's not a... we don't necessarily have the ability to expand. A tent is a tent, and it's not going to get any larger.
Right.
So, and because this is our first year, we did put our tickets up on Groupon, so you can find them on Groupon at Rivertown by searching Rivertown Film Festival.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Now, you get a sense of how this is attraction up to this point from... pre-purchase, where people are coming from, and where they're, and what you've already got in coming to Clinton already?
Mostly the tri-state area. We do have some filmmakers that are traveling to join us as well, but mostly right now it's the tri-state, New York, Pennsylvania, New Jersey.
Right.
You know, what's nice is we're an easy drive from Philly or New York.
So yeah.
This works for a lot of people.
Neat. So when you had spoken to many of these filmmakers, or when the filmmakers had made their submissions, what's the kind of reaction you've gotten from them as because of this new opportunity that you're presenting to them?
You know, I think from what I've heard, and Kiki's had most of the communications with the filmmakers, since that is her background much more than mine, but they're excited. Again, they want any venue available to them to show what they're passionate about,
yeah.
And this is their ability to tell the stories that they want to tell.
from their point of view, I'm going to make a terrible assumption here. I'm assuming that there's a lot of these small types of film festivals around. How many times do these filmmakers submit their film to other to these types of film festivals?
I'm not positive, but I would imagine there are a number of small film festivals. You can go on the website Film Freeway, and there are literally hundreds of them around the country.
Right.
So I'm assuming, you know, I would imagine they try to submit where they think that they're going to get the best viewing.
Right.
What we're lucky about is, you know, Kiki and I have been able to use the connections that we have in Hollywood, in L.A., to bring in a celebrity panel of judges, which is significant because, you know, these are the people you want to see your film on and you know, possibly forward the information, take them, or whatever it may be. So, you know, she was able to use some of her connections. I was able to use some of mine to bring in judges that are in the industry and are part of a much larger network, not just indie films. These are from major production companies, writers of TV shows. It's pretty significant to be able to get the judge list that we got.
So that's the draw for the films. They want to not only show it to the 400-plus, 800-plus people that are coming to listen, to watch it, but they want to get the recognition from this judging.
Absolutely. I mean, this is their opportunity to potentially get in front of someone that they wouldn't be able to get in front of regularly.
Right. Now, you said you didn't have a specific number of how many films off the top of your head, but did you guys have to watch all these already?
So Kiki and I and several others watched all the films that were submitted.
Wow.
And what we did was we sent a group to the judges to view, to make their determination as far as what they wanted submitted, because we had well over 40 submissions.
Wow.
And with limited time and space.
They're not all feature films, but they're not all five-minute films either, right?
Correct.
Yeah, so was this sponsored by a coffee house?
No, it was, you know, sitting in front of the computer late at night watching films.
Amazing. Wow. So you must be excited to see after you've absorbed all these, having these folks come into Clinton and see these for the first time. It must be exciting. You must be sitting there with a little bit of anticipation.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Yeah, I was sitting with anticipation waiting for the judges to finish all of their scoring and their reviews.
Oh, that's done also? That's already taken?
Already done, yeah. They needed to have them done before we got to the film festival, so all the judges have reviewed everything. They're aware. The only one that, obviously, the one audience award is the one that we have not. Mm-hmm. We won't know until Sunday.
Okay.
And that's where everyone that attends gets to have a say in what they like.
Very neat. Very cool. So you had mentioned these judges. Are you allowed to give their names out? Are they who's doing
sure.
the judging?
Amy, I don't know if you have the list there of all the judges. I can some of them I can give you off the top of my head. Some of them, one of them is obviously Ernest Thompson has agreed to be one of our judges.
Okay.
Mark Reed, who is the CFO of Lakeshore Entertainment. Mark Rosen, who is the executive producer of the Netflix show Sense8.
Wow.
There's three other judges, and I apologize, I don't remember the names off the top of my head. These were individuals that, you know, Kiki knew through her connections.
Yep.
But one is a writer for Lost, CSI. And then another one is a executive vice president with Rat Pack Entertainment.
Okay. I think Jamie's trying to break in here.
Sorry.
No, that's okay, Janice. I feel badly like you're kind of put on the spot there, and I'm waiting for the page to download.
Oh, okay.
So I think they're on the also on the website, rivertownfilmfestival.org.
Okay. Excellent. Cool. So why don't we do this? Why don't we take another quick break? We'll come back, and then we'll talk about what's going to glue all this together. You got all the films that are going to be going on from 10 to 5 on Saturday and Sunday. But it's not just sitting down in front of a film. There's plenty of other things happening, and we'll find out all about that in just a little bit. Is that okay, Janice?
That sounds good.
All right, we'll be right back. Hang on. You're listening. Good morning, Huntington, and we're on WHCR-DB.
Joe Peters, buying or selling a property can be one of the most expensive undertakings you face in your lifetime, and selecting the right realtor to help you through this process can dramatically affect your success or your failure. I have personally helped hundreds of buyers and sellers through this process in achieving their dreams and goals in 100 and Somerset County areas over the past 10 years. I believe that this experience should be a smooth, seamless one for you and not a roller coaster ride. But the best judgment as to whether or not I deliver this to my customers is their reactions in their own words.
One of the things we liked about Joe was that he would return calls within minutes if he wasn't able to pick up.
You know, Joe guided us through the process of selling our home and made a complicated transaction appear seamless.
How do I accomplish this? By approaching every transaction from a business perspective. Initially, I try to fully understand your goals and dreams and make them my own. Then, I go out and take the mass amounts of data that we have and distill them down to a few understandable action points to be considered. Finally, I control the entire process through technology to ensure that we're not going to hit any speed bumps along the way. The end result to you is a smooth, rewarding customer experience. Let me show you how to take my level of professional expertise and put it to work for you in achieving your real estate goals and dreams. I can be reached at 908-238-0118. Thanks for your time.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HuntertonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
Are you struggling to find the right person to stay in a critical role in your company? Trying to attract and retain millennials? Regional Personnel is your staffing solution. Located in Lebanon, New Jersey, Regional Personnel is an ASA-certified, privately held staffing and recruiting firm providing you with everything from temporary to permanent employees. As ASA-certified professionals, we employ the latest tools and techniques to find, screen, and present to you the best talent that fits your needs. The result? Access to top talent in the shortest time with the lowest chance of turnover. We guarantee it. So call Regional today at 908-534-8113 or visit us on the web at regionalpersonnel.com.
Are you in business, not a member of the chamber? Come to the Huntington County Chamber Expo to see what it's all about and meet other business owners. Enjoy the restaurant showcase and enter to win the door prize just for business entries. The Chamber offers special benefits for new memberships during the Expo. So join us at Next Level Arena on Case Boulevard in Flemington on Thursday, November 9th from 2 to 7 p.m. Don't miss it.
Yes, that's right. Don't miss the Expo, but right after the Expo on Saturday and Sunday with the Rivertown Film Festival. It's going to be happening up in Clinton at the Red Mill Village. And there's a lot of things that are going to be happening over there. Much of it, the highlight is obviously seeing the films and the themes of the films is all focusing on community. But there's other things to do. And we have Mayor Janice Kovach, who's talking to me via phone in Orlando. And I got Amy DeVita here as Director of Volunteers. And so when people show up at Clinton at registration and mill about and get on the screening at 10 o'clock, what else is there for them to do? And what other thing opportunities are there beyond the just the unique venue of Clinton that people should be focused on?
I think I'll jump in. For those of those folks who like to who enjoy parties, there are two parties. Actually, Friday night is a Meet the Artist party. I don't know if you saw the logo for Rivertown Film Festival, but it is comprised of three icons. One is a microphone for, you know, for music. One is a paintbrush for the artists, and the other one is a reel for the films. So that from that trifecta, we've got the artist art gallery opening Friday night at the Wild Radish. It's a new gallery in town on Main Street. And there will be a Meet the Artist party in the gallery. It's free. It'll have some small bites and wine and some live music from one of my son's friends who's very talented. And that's going to be very cool. And then on Saturday night after the screenings end, there is and after the all the Q&As, because that's a super cool part of the screenings, we will have a Meet the Filmmakers party, and that's going to have live music. It's catered. It's going to be really fun. We're going to talk about the films. It'll be a great time to sort of debrief and tell everybody what you liked and get a chance to little network, I guess, network and things like that.
Yeah, so I guess that's the what I was asking a while ago, is that you're providing a venue with a little food and drink to have people kind of debrief about what they saw. And how that had affected them, based on the theme that you guys have decided would be community. Sounds pretty neat. Tell me about the rock concert. What's happening with that?
Well, Sunday night after the premiere of Rewind, and the Q&A with the band, we are really lucky. I mean, it's amazing. The orchestra starring ELO former members of the group of folks there for the concert, and as we mentioned, you know, that large, I hate to call it a tent, but it's, you know, it's more of a heated indoor structure that houses about 360 people. So this is a really intimate event for a performing group that's used to really getting in front of thousands of people. So it's a really awesome and unique opportunity for all of us, and very excited.
And that ties together with that one film, is that right?
It does.
Okay.
It does, yes, exactly.
What was the No Rewind
film? The No Rewind film, exactly.
Neat.
The sort of the behind the scenes of and the story of these members, former
Very
members
cool.
of the ELO.
Very cool. What is the world of Clinton, town of Clinton, doing in terms of your impression to rise up and meet the challenge of having all these folks from the outside world coming on in?
Well, I think that obviously the restaurants and the coffee shops have all signed on it and are feeling really good about the attendance. The merchants are definitely stepping up. We've been in front of the Guild a couple of times. They've had posters in their stores. They've also agreed to do some discount coupons that we're going to give to our filmmakers and our VIPs, that judges, that will be there as well.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that is kind of, you know, it's the same conversation I have with the merchants and businesses every time. It may not result in business this immediate time, but it's someone new seeing their community that may not have experienced it before. And I think that really is where they get it, you know, and they're excited to be a part of it as well.
Yeah, well, and you guys have posted numerous times that the town of Clinton has been a location for many films. So is there any effort in trying to highlight that just a little bit?
We'll talk about it. Here's the issue. You know, New Jersey does not have film credits for filmmakers, and it's expensive to do a film.
Right.
I'm hoping, you know, after we get through this election, and what's nice is the film festival is a post-election party for a lot of people.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, the goal is that whatever administration goes in, that there's an effort made to bring filmmakers back to New Jersey and into our communities. I mean, this is it could be a huge financial benefit to so many of us.
Yeah.
So my fingers are crossed that the new administration will see this opportunity, and then we can begin to lure filmmakers that are now going down south to Atlanta and some of the other communities, because they're offering them the incentives.
I see. So we've done away with that in New Jersey. There used to be places that were you would call it, like, would be an organization as part of either the state government or the municipalities, and they would call, artists would call them and say, can you find us a location?
Right. Yes, there's still the New Jersey TV and Film Commission, which has not done much in the last 8 years.
Okay.
So I'm hoping that we're going to see a revitalization of that, and, you know, that there's an again, for me, this is about how can I best showcase the town of Clinton?
Sure.
Yes, this film festival is important to me because it is a not-for-profit, and we want to be able to give back to the arts community, which tends to lose its funding before some of the other programs do. But it's also about the town of Clinton and how do we showcase what we think is so special about, you know, mm-hmm. what we have and where we are.
Now, I love the fact that you named this the Rivertown Film Festival. Just starting out in April and coming up with the idea, you, Janice, have always shown that you've always had your eye on a larger prize and a bigger vision than just the town of Clinton. I know your heart is definitely with Clinton and making sure that it's getting its due, but already starting to have this vision. So with that in mind, what's the strategic plan after you've met the challenge and exceeded it here this weekend? What do you foresee is going to happen over the next couple of years, and what's your goal and mission?
You know, I think what our goal is, and I want to add, we do have one other co-founder who actually co-founded the Art Expo for us, Deborah Algeropoulos, mm-hmm. who, you know, has brought in some amazing artists for this event for us. I think the next step is to sleep for a week.
Yes.
And then it should obviously do a debrief and, you know, what worked, what didn't.
Right.
And then start to plan for next year and put it out to some of the other communities. I mean, our goal is that we're not going to be the ones necessarily doing all the work for the other towns, but to find partners within, you know, whether it's Frenchtown, Lambertville, Stockton, Flemington, you know, to help us get to this next phase of, you know, what we're going to be.
Right.
Obviously, we want to make sure that whatever it is, whoever works with us understands our vision.
Yep.
And we're not going to let go of that. But ultimately, we'll need partners in those other communities to kind of help drive where it goes and when and in what years.
And knowing that some of the groundwork that you did to figure out the viability of this, what do you foresee as the possibilities? You're going to have screening rooms in different towns that want to sign up, Frenchtown or Lambertville or Milford or something like that?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, if there are communities that have either the ability to screen in a building or,
right.
You know, they want to be a part of it, that's absolutely what we're going to be looking towards. And finding out who they are. And, you know, obviously, like I said, we're not going to let go of what we've created, but, you know, we want to partner with those towns. Hunterdon County is so unique, and I think this is an opportunity for a tourism model that we haven't looked at before.
Mm-hmm. All right, so now let's imagine that we've hit it out of the park this weekend, and then this continues to grow over 5 years or 10 years. When you look back on that, Janice, what's your perspective of the inauguration of this, and what do you expect to overcome in the later years?
When I look back, it's going to be I will say that all of this time and energy, the blood, sweat, and tears is truly worth it.
Yep.
To see something change and to see a community pivot and move forward in how they come together, I think that to me, if we can create conversations and we can get people engaged in the process, it'll all be worth it. Everything will have come full circle and come into place. And, you know, we will have hopefully built something that is enduring.
Yeah. Has there been anything like this around here in the past, or is this completely a brand new idea for our area?
I'm not aware of anything. Frenchtown and Lambertville may have tried to do something or done something, but
right.
I think this is truly the first film festival.
Cool. Very neat. And hopefully we'll have a film. There's the Flemington Community Partnership has been talking about trying to get a boutique-type movie theater down here in Flemington. Maybe they could take advantage of it sometime in the future as well.
Absolutely.
That would be great. Yeah. Amy, why don't you tell us, how do our listeners get prepared to take part in this?
Well, it's very easy.
Okay.
You can go to your phone or your computer, visit rivertownfilmfestival.org. Mm-hmm. You can get details on the schedule, what the shows, what films will be shown. You can see pictures from all of the artists who have contributed to the gallery. You'll get the overview there. You'll also get to see, as Janice mentioned, it is a nonprofit organization. And you can see what the mission is of this organization. I mean, it's bigger than just the film festival itself. It's really to support emerging filmmakers. And really, as you know, that's where funding often falls short when there are tough times. So let's keep this organization moving forward and supporting and bringing a voice to these great artists. So.